It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. In a region hard hit by the addiction crisis, a growing movement puts those in recovery in food-related jobs.
So not only are we really working to increase healthy food access, we're also finding jobs for individuals who are coming out of recovery.
That story from the Ohio Valley Resources just ahead. This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:44. I'm Teresa Wills. A group of congressional leaders has asked the Trump administration to review a Russian company's investment in a new aluminum mill in the Ohio Valley. Sydney Bowles has more.
The request comes from eight prominent Democratic lawmakers, including Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown and House Intelligence Committee Chair Congressman Adam Schiff. The lawmakers are asking the Treasury Department to look into an investment into an Eastern Kentucky aluminum plant, Brady Atlas. The investment came from Rusal, an aluminum company that, until January, was under federal sanctions for the, quote, worldwide malign activity of its primary owner, Oleg Deripaska. Sanctions were removed when Deripaska stepped down, but lawmakers worry the Russian government may still be involved and may be using the Kentucky investment to curry political favor. Jeff Mankoff is a Russia and Eurasia expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says the U.S. hasn't taken the threat of corruption as a national security issue seriously enough.
When there's a perception of foreign money being used to purchase a political quid pro quo, I think that's a very serious allegation and something that calls for an investigation.
Brady Industries CEO Craig Bouchard told the Ohio Valley Resource in an earlier interview that his company had signed its letter of intent after the sanctions had been removed.
And so we don't have any discussion with any global party about business transactions without lawyers present. So you should just assume that we are perfect in such things because, quite frankly, we are.
Kentucky workers are hopeful that Brady Industries will bring hundreds of high-paying jobs to a struggling region. The Treasury Department didn't respond to a request for comment. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.
As the Ohio Valley suffers some of the nation's highest rates of addiction and overdose deaths, a growing movement shows promise for those in recovery. Many are finding employment and support in food services and farms that specifically hire people recovering from addiction. Brittany Patterson has the story.
Twinkle lights and fresh flowers greet diners when they walk into Cafe Appalachia, a former church-turned-farm-to-table restaurant located in South Charleston, West Virginia. Today's menu includes pork tips, zoodles, roasted broccoli, and a salad from spinach grown a few miles away. Autumn McCraw works at the cafe.
I start my tasks as the barista here, making coffee, make sure the tea's prepared.
But this cafe is more than just a job. It's a second chance. McCraw heard about Cafe Appalachia while participating in long-term recovery treatment.
If I'm struggling, if it happens to be one of those days, you know, I have a whole support system here that understands.
Almost everyone who works at Cafe Appalachia is in recovery. It's part of a new grant-funded program that aims to use agriculture to create jobs for those in recovery and coming out of prison.
Welcome to Paradise Farms.
The cafe gets much of its food from this hydroponic farm just outside of Charleston. Participants begin the program here, learning how to farm both in the classroom and in the greenhouses. Later, they can work at the cafe, or soon a food truck and catering service. Reggie Jones is the head of one of the nonprofit partners of the project.
So not only are we really working to increase healthy food access, we're also finding jobs for individuals who are coming out of recovery.
And Jones isn't the only one that sees that opportunity in the Ohio Valley. Deviate Kitchen started serving breakfast and lunch fare in Lexington, Kentucky, more than a year and a half ago. Like Cafe Appalachia, almost all employees are recovering from addiction.
When we're trying to make the best bread, the best sandwich, the best salad that we possibly can make, it is so therapeutic to serve someone.
That's Rob Perez. He and his wife, Diane, started Deviate Kitchen after having several former employees die from addiction.
There was 12 people that have passed away that we had employed. and now it's 15 people, so just losing people was a big lever.
They believe in the bonding power of making and serving food, but the restaurant does more. Employees are required to be in sober living housing, and they close in the afternoon to let employees attend counseling appointments. And locals, including therapists, yoga instructors, police officers, and more, come in every Tuesday to lead the employees in talks and activities. It's something Diane says has been a game changer.
That's, I think, been super important to let them know that it's not just us giving them a job, it's the whole community rallying around them.
But it took time for the community to be there. Diane and Rob struggled for months to attract customers because of the stigma that recoveries would mean bad service.
And when they heard Second Chance Restaurant, they thought second rate.
Clinical experts say that stigma is a common challenge for businesses who hire those recovering from addiction. Zendaya Lawson of the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services says while employment can be extremely positive for someone in recovery, the initiatives still need to be sustainable.
The business rules still apply that there has to be a need and a demand for the service or the product that is being provided.
And that's why people leading these grassroots efforts believe in food and agriculture, because of what they see as its potential for sustainability.
Food is fundamental.
Janine Harrison founded Grow Huntington, an organization that runs an urban farm managed by those in recovery in Huntington, West Virginia. Grow Huntington got its start through crowdfunding in 2016 and now partners with the local university to sell compost. She says many regional food and agriculture efforts are often grant-funded, and grant funding doesn't last forever. But Harrison believes it's worth it, despite past financial instability with grants.
Fresh, local food and, you know, work for people who may not be able to find it as easily. Absolutely. That is a powerful, powerful way to create change.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.